Page 232. The Great Hunger.
'Twas down in yon bower.
During the Great Famine, New Orleans was the second largest port in the nation, a cosmopolitan city with historical ties to Ireland dating back to its colonial days. In the mass exodus from Ireland, immigrants poured into the city, and by 1860, one out of every five residents was Irish. The Irish were drawn to the city by its dominant Catholicism and lack of quarantine facilities, as well as access to the heartland via the Mississippi River. They booked steerage passage on freight vessels that carried cotton and other raw goods to England, and passengers on the return trip to New Orleans.
Emigrating was not an easy choice for those people who came. And many people, in fact, died. We think about 5%, 5 to 10% of people died on what was later called the coffin ships. Even if people got to America, we know that their health was badly affected by all the privations they'd been through. Some research suggests that when people got to America, their average lifespan was only 6 years.
Passengers were crammed into the cargo holds of ships where they endured storms and seasickness, plus food and water shortages. Despite laws regulating passenger ships, conditions worsened during the famine, and the Irish traveled at great peril.
Copyright Pan Am Communications.